The roundtable discussion included activists, labor leaders, and voting rights advocates meeting at the headquarters of the AFL-CIO in Washington, D.C. Julie Green Collier is the chief of staff for the AFL-CIO. She said women's roles in putting the event together have often been overlooked in the decades since the historic march.
Behind all the men and all the pictures that we see lining the hallway of all the men, we know that there were women. We know that we were there planning, putting the logistics together, putting things in place. And so here we are 60 years later, preparing to honor this amazing occasion.
Speakers commemorated the past while also highlighting present-day issues like healthcare, abortion rights, and education, which still have to be fought for. Andrea Waters King is the president of the Drum Major Institute and the daughter-in-law of Martin Luther King Jr. She says there has been a recent rise in hate crimes and white supremacist rhetoric in the United States.
I've monitored hate groups and hate crimes for many years. I worked for Reverend C.T. Vivian at the National Anti-Klan Network, which became the Center for Democratic Renewal. And in our research and our work, I would monitor white supremacists, neo-Nazis, skinheads. It is alarming for me to now see those thoughts actually being codified into laws into this country.
Jocelyn Fry is the president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. She called black women the bellwether of the U.S. economy.
More than 80% of black mothers are breadwinners in their families. They're either the sole, the primary, or co-breadwinners in their families. Black women, generally speaking, have the highest labor force participation of all women.
Fry says that economic justice starts with fair pay and access to jobs and benefits for black women. On Saturday, an estimated 75,000 people are expected to attend a march and rally to commemorate the 1963 march at the same location on the Mall in Washington, D.C. For KPFA News, I'm Evgenia Anastasakos.